I'm Chris from All Things Good and Nerdy, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of the individual hosts. Make sure you check out all the other great podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
It's the Digital Soup Podcast with Jason, Adam, and usually Dave. Featuring lots of geek talk about technology, movies, music, gaming, and more. And your first mic, Jason.
Welcome to the holiday edition of the Digital Soup. This is the only tech podcast out there that got all their Christmas shopping done in July. Right? You guys did too, right? I did.
It's all done. Sure.
Adam still has to pick up a few things.
Wait a minute. Christmas is this weekend?
No. I got to go on Amazon right now.
Yep. Just a little disclosure here for our listeners. We are recording this on Friday, December 22nd, because, you know, we have a lot of festivities going on the next few days, and we just could not do a podcast Christmas Day. I just can't do it.
Yeah. For some reason, our families don't like that. I mean, whatever.
But so what we're going to do is next week, we're going to talk about all the cool tech stuff we got for Christmas. Excited about that.
Yes. I can't wait to talk about my new socks. Let's do it.
Yeah, digital socks, right? With like little LEDs and everything.
The thermal heating ones.
Yeah.
Well, what I wanted to say here was next week, also during the week here, all of our listeners, you know, and we have thousands upon thousands of them. If you guys want to just go ahead and tweet us or message us on Facebook or, you know, email us, let us know what kind of cool stuff you got for Christmas, and, you know, tech-wise. Yeah. We don't want to know about socks or underwear or anything like that, unless they're techy, I guess.
Tech underwear.
Maybe geeky, like Star Wars socks or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's still not cool. Yeah, I mean,
no, Star Wars socks.
Ooh. Chewbacca boxers.
I'd be thrilled with them, as long as they're furry boxers.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's get with a bandolier.
This is cold. We're looking at a high this weekend up here of in the 15 to 20 below range on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
So. Gonna be that warm?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, you know, some nice furry Chewbacca boxers would feel good. Mm-hmm.
And so that's the weather that Dave and Alan, Dave and Adam are dealing with.
Yeah, I'm the new host, Alan.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm standing in.
What's up, Al?
But over here in Ohio, the Buckeye State, we hit actually 54 today, and it's been raining most of the day.
Shut it.
It's so cold.
It is.
It's going to be about 2 raining down here in southern Minnesota.
Southern Minnesota is balmy too.
Yeah. Balmy too.
What's this gonna be talk? Right now I'm sitting at 6 below already right now.
Oh, I'm at 14 over yonder.
Yeah, you guys wonder why I moved.
I don't mind.
It wasn't just for a woman.
Yeah, builds character.
It was totally for a woman.
Well,
can't blame
always.
You.
Nope. Yeah. Yep. Well, we have a great show planned again today.
Mm-hmm.
First, you know
as
what?
Always.
Always, yes. Adam, shut it. I got to say that every week now.
Well, no matter what I say, you're going to tell me to shut up.
Yeah, shut it.
Sounds great, Jason.
Shut your hole. Well, hey, guys, it does look like Will Smith is brighter than we thought.
Yeah.
There is a second iteration of the Windows Portable Gaming Console in the works.
Mm.
And you know what? We're going to talk about, we mentioned it earlier, we're going to talk about some cool gadgets. And what I mean by earlier is our pre-show, which you guys aren't privy to. Sorry. You have to pay extra for that. But
right. We're
going to talk about some cool gadgets that came out this year and much more. But first, let's go over to usually Dave for a riddle.
Right. And so what I want to start this off with is that, well, you know what? Let's just do the riddle and then we'll make some announcements here. But
wise
the riddle,
choice.
The riddle last week was, I am taken from a mine and shut up in a wooden case from which I am never released, and yet I am used by almost everybody. What am I?
Oh, man, I totally misheard that last week. I thought it said I was taken from a mime and put in a box.
with a particular set of skills.
Yeah. Very silent.
Now, I do not have an answer to this. I did think about it for a little while, and I quickly gave up because I had other things to do. How about you, Adam? Did you come up with an answer?
No, actually. I thought about this for several minutes and did not come up with anything.
And we did not get any submissions, so I guess we're back to Dave to find out what the answer is.
All right, so what the answer to this riddle was is simply a pencil lead. So a pencil lead
taken from a mine,
shut up in a wooden case. No, I didn't say a box. Shut up in a wooden case.
Shut up in a wooden case.
What is a pencil? It's almost, unless it's mechanical, it's a wooden pencil with the lead inside, sealed inside. That lead is never taken out of there until it's used up, and yet everybody uses it. It's a pencil lead.
You know, after this one, I'm probably thinking we probably don't even need to do these anymore.
Nope, and that was what I was going to get to here, is that we put out a call last week and said, you know, if you guys want to hear more of these riddles each week, you need to make sure and start sending us in some guesses, some answers, be it email or, you know, obviously preferably audio clips. And we, you know, what did we put? The hashtag was what? Save the riddle or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
And there was not a peep from the Super Friends. And so right now what I want to do is just take a moment and just have a brief moment of silence or remembrance, because that was the very last riddle here on the Digital Soup Podcast.
Adam, can you play Taps real fast? Okay, yeah,
that's the closest I could get.
Yeah,
hold on.
Why did that sound like the main theme from Deliverance?
Either way, the riddle is gone. We're putting that to rest because even though I know there were some listeners out there that do enjoy listening to it and hearing it and they guess along, but they don't send anything in or anything like that, we figured if we're not getting participation in it, that was the main reason we did it. And no need to tie up an extra 5 minutes, 10 minutes at the beginning of each show with a riddle. So don't worry, we do have something we're going to throw in as a replacement. We'll get to that later in the show here. And I think
Dave's joke
hour? Nope, no more jokes for me. I'm all serious. No laughter.
You ever notice?
What is the deal?
You ever notice whenever you lose something, people always ask, where'd you leave it last?
Right.
If I knew that, it wouldn't be lost.
Yeah, so we are retiring the riddle, and we're going to replace it by a new segment. Probably do it about mid-show, break up the topics a little bit just for a little fun. Yep.
We call it word problem.
Right.
No,
right. math skills, that's what we're calling it now.
We call it belly drum.
You know what? The funny part is he's legitimately doing that.
Well, yeah. I go all out for the show.
That's nuts.
Yeah, so next week on Belly Drum.
Yeah. What song will you play for us next week,
man,
just so we can expect it?
No. I'm going to play something by Mudvayne.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. I can't wait for that. So before we get into
She Hates Me, is that, did Mudvayne say
no, that? No, that's Puddle of Mud, but.
Puddle of Mud. It was Mud. I knew it was Mud.
Mudvayne.
Mudvayne's
that's what
heavy,
you have to take out
band.
Of a shrimp before you cook it, right?
No.
The old Mudvayne.
Mudvayne is a band. They're a heavy metal band, very similar in nature to like Slipknot and some of those.
She kind of hates me.
Right. But before we move on, I do want to take a second, guys, and just remind all of our super friends to make sure the clock is ticking. We're almost to the buzzer here with this big Winscribe giveaway we've been running all through the month of December. We've got quite a few subscriptions, jeez, quite a few submissions, and we'd love to see more, so you've got a little bit of time left. Basically, this whole thing ends by December 31st, so the clock is running. Get your submissions in. Head over to digitalsouppodcast.com. You'll see the post stuck right to the top of the page to enter. Super easy, and all the instructions are right there, so make sure you get your entry in, because the guys at Winscribe have been amazingly fantastic to us and are giving away one lifetime and one annual subscription to the Winscribe VPN service. So Jason, what do we got going on for stories this week?
Oh, lots of stuff. I have this one story. It is about this watch that what happens is every time you pull the pin out, like you're going to change time, time stands still for the person wearing it. Oh, whoa. Wait, you mean like tech stories or something. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. But yours is pretty cool, though.
Mine would be awesome. If you
but
could
wait
just,
a second. If it stands still for the person wearing it, do they like suddenly, are they just done moving then?
No, they are the only one that are moving. Whoever's wearing it, when they pull the pin out, time stops except for them. Now they can walk around, do whatever they want.
Sounds incredibly useful.
It is. Yeah. I mean, especially if you want to like get into some banks and tricks your money.
Well, or save the world. You know, we have two different looks at things.
You know.
I mean, it would be
heroes
amazing.
Heroes need money, too.
Amazon? Amazon. It would be Amazon Tube.
Something you could maybe watch on there.
Yeah. What if it came to Amazon Tube?
That would be awesome. What is Amazon Tube? What is the thing you're talking about?
Well, I mean, just off the top of my head, I imagine that Amazon has probably filed for an Amazon Tube trademark as their fight with YouTube gets pettier. Looking at an article on The Verge, and this is on our list of things to talk about today.
Nice.
Amazon actually applied for a trademark for Amazon Tube, and it looks like they're going to be kind of continuing their feud with Google over accessing YouTube content on Amazon devices. And as that escalates, they're well within their capabilities to pull off something similar to a YouTube, which would be interesting because YouTube is a behemoth when it comes to video content and monetization and all this stuff, but it's also been plagued with problems over that stuff too. So this is pretty interesting stuff. It started when Google suddenly decided to pull support for YouTube from the Echo Show device.
No, it started before that is when...
Pwned.
Google...
Shut up, Adam. You don't know what you're talking about.
Google started blocking some of Amazon's video services, I think, some of their different things in the past. And then in response, Amazon said, no, we're not going to sell any of the Google or... what's the other one?
Oh, okay.
I forget what it is, but the
Kindle Fire
streaming services. Oh. Yeah, they're not going to sell the streaming services on... Amazon, and now Google took away YouTube from the Amazon streaming devices. It's been a back and forth battle, and now
it basically
Amazon,
sounds kind of like a petty fight.
It is, and Amazon may be looking to do it. And that's the thing, though. I've got to say, I'm honestly kind of hoping they do because YouTube is fantastic. We all use it, we all watch it, and find good information there and everything else. But there really is no competitor in that space. And in order for a company to compete, they need to be a big company with a lot of backing. And Amazon's got that clout. So if someone's going to do something to make a true YouTube competitor, Amazon might be the people to do it. Now, an important note, Amazon has also applied for a trademark on the name OpenTube as well, which, based on this article, is saying it's just kind of a more blatant name for what Google is looking to accomplish. And so there could be some interesting developments coming up down the road with Amazon and YouTube-like service. So
I'm hoping they come out with an Amaphone.
Am I right?
Amaphone.
Amaphone. I learned about it on Amaphone.
A-tube. Yeah.
I wonder how strong the passwords will be on Amazon Tube when you have
I don't know. Adam, this must be an article of yours. It has one of those cool feelings that something
it's
you
got
would sniff
all my
out.
Flavors, but it's not from me.
It's
it was
not.
Actually from me. I was the
put
master
money
of the,
on this.
Oh, we should have had him do it.
Oh,
I'd be rich.
Oh man, you could have put some Bitcoin on that.
Yeah, I thought for sure this was Adam putting it in the worst passwords of 2017.
Hey, let me do a little seg block here real fast, though, because Adam just mentioned something. Did you see how Bitcoin is tanking right now?
Yeah. I saw they lost a third of their value.
Oh,
right?
My gosh. I mean, all these people that are like just been buying into it because, I mean, it looked like something that would be cool to invest in, but it's a fake currency. What did they expect to happen?
Yeah. It's not fake, it's real. It's not real.
We don't need to dwell on it, I thought I'd bring it up since you mentioned that.
Right.
I had two beers before the show.
What did you have?
One was a, let's see, what am I looking at?
Was it a whiskey drink or maybe a cider drink? lager drink?
Grain Belt Northeast.
Okay, that's a good one.
And then I had a Nitro Stout.
Nitro, that's a Surly, right?
No, it's not. It wasn't a Surly brand. It was just called Nitro.
Is the, okay. Yeah.
And so I ended up. It's the direction. I haven't had one before. My brother gave it to me. And you open the bottle and you pour it straight in, like as fast as you can, straight upside down, and enjoy all the. I don't know, fizz, I guess, and just stare at it for a while.
In the beer world, they call it the head.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that.
Well, it is what it is. No, that's some good stuff. Not
me. You guys
enjoyed
do
a doctor visit.
The best nice. Beer though is Schlitz. You guys realize that?
Oh
right?
Yeah, give me six Schlitzes, whatever's yes. free.
That's what I joke about it all the time because I'm not a beer drinker anymore. I drank quite a bit in my 20s and very early 30s, but basically I gave up after that.
It's like 60
reason.
Years ago.
Yeah, 60 years ago. But I remember being a poor guy in my early 20s, and if you had $5, you can get 24 cans of Schlitz, so yeah. You would do that.
Schlitz or Blatz, one of the other. They were both about
or
the
Schmitz
same.
Is
high
good
quality
too.
Beer.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I want to talk about the top 5 worst passwords from the Splash Data site.
Yeah,
and they have an entire 100 entry list, but the top 5 are, get ready for this, and if you've seen Spaceballs, get ready to live. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, ooh. That's my password. Dang it.
And then password.
Hmm.
And then this one's a little stronger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Ooh, okay.
Two extra digits.
Long.
Yep.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
QWERTY.
Hmm.
Are you guys familiar with QWERTY?
Yeah.
Keyboard. Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wow.
It's amazing. It's the same password I've got on my luggage.
I like number 7. Let me in.
I'm waiting for my list to load here.
Yeah, these are some real doozies. I mean,
let me in.
What are they
football,
thinking?
I love you, admin, welcome.
Why
monkey.
The heck is number 67 is Amanda, a person's name. Oh, there's several names here. That many, it's all female names. Jennifer, I see, is number 76. So these girls named Jennifer and Amanda can't think of a password, so I'm just going to use my own name.
Well, I bet it's guys that are naming it after the girlfriends.
Jordan, number 33.
Maybe
Amanda
maybe.
Hug and kiss.
Yeah.
But hey,
I like
what?
Number 72. It's 6 A's in a row. It's just,
But Dave, you'll get this because you know sports ball. Why is Jordan number 33?
Yeah.
Well, it is.
That's so incorrect.
I can't even get the number right.
Well, he was 23, but.
Right.
I like this. Blah, blah is number 47.
Number 91 is Bite Me. Let's see, what is it? Thunder is number 100, so I mean.
Ooh, that must be yours, because you're the god of thunder.
ASD.
Number 83 is Dave's.
We won't what read that one out loud.
Oh.
Number 85, ASDF. That's a good winner.
Yeah, especially gamers will get that one.
Number 52 is FU, but it's actually the whole thing. So Star Wars is number 16. Very popular movie, I heard.
Yeah.
The kids are liking it.
Kids.
Well, to be in this list, though, there has to be so many people that have used the same thing, right?
Right.
Technically. So number 56 is Tigger. How many people are using Tigger, or are they just spelling it wrong? I don't know.
Tiger? Spelled wrong, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, who knows? But password strength is kind of important.
And we've talked about that
many
times.
We have talked about that several times. Use a full sentence if you can, because it's really hard to crack.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't make it something that you could find in a dictionary. And don't make it a sequential sequence of numbers.
And especially something that you'd find on this list. That's a good place to start on what not to use as a password.
Because you will get hacked. Someone will steal your stuff as if you're in GTA 5.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, they'll just pull you right out of your car and drive away. They'll probably run over you.
Yep,
you pull
them
out of the
car.
You got to spin around, and you got to run them over.
Next thing you know, you're playing on a new handheld Windows PC that launches in April that can play GTA 5.
Yeah, that's pretty. I never even heard of this first iteration of it, did you? It's called the GPD
no.
Win. It's and this is a Windows 10 handheld. But they are coming out with a sequel that's going to be, the specs are all a little bit higher. It's going to be about $350 to $400. But this is a full-fledged Windows 10 system in a portable, gaming, I don't know how to describe it. It's a clamshell
design.
Well,
you're absolutely right, Jason.
Like a Nintendo 3DS. It's a clamshell design, has a 5.5-inch screen. What's cool is that it has a full QWERTY, not a password, not a very
good
password.
Meant for baby hands, but that's okay.
Yeah. What about the Trios? Remember the Palm Trios that had the full keyboard on there? I got pretty good at it, and I my hands aren't as small as Donald Trump's, but I mean, I could still do it fairly well. But this has, if you take a look at this, the screenshots, and we have it linked. It's to Extreme Tech. It almost looks like they're
extreme!
Going. Yeah. That's the only way you can have your tech is extreme.
Yep.
It looks sort of like they're going sort of after the Xbox style with the same colored buttons, the A, B, X, Y as the, you know,
well, it's
Xbox.
Microsoft, so
yeah, Microsoft. Yeah, but it looks pretty cool. It's a full fledged Windows 10 console. It's powerful enough to play GTA 5. And if you watch the video on here, it's not like a low res stuttering version of it that you can barely do it. It looks like it's running at least 30 frames per second.
Yeah, it looks pretty smooth.
So yeah, it's very playable and
could be good for emulation.
Yeah, play some Ark on this. Yeah. And Adam will get it, and he'll be playing some Battlefield 2 or something. Or really? Battlefront. I keep saying field. Battlefront 2.
Bartlefold 4.
What's that from Harry Potter?
Biddlefeld 6 is coming out. You know, I'd like to see some reviews on this because it kind of looks cool. Like I was mentioning, I don't know if that got caught in there, but for emulation, to have the controller built in right there, it's pretty slick. Yeah. It's basically a glorified Game Boy. Go ahead.
I have a question for you. Now, when I look at the video and stuff when I was watching this earlier, it's got like Japanese subtitles and stuff in there. Is this going to be released here in the U.S. or is this something overseas only? Or
I'm scanning the article real fast because it's all in English on Extreme Tech. But
yep,
it doesn't
yep. And I know reading the article, I don't see anything. So something to watch
PC
because
magazine.
Yeah, I would assume if it's in PC Mag, it's going to be U.S. based also. But interesting that all the screenshots and stuff are showing up with subtitles on them as well. So something
well,
to keep an eye on.
This GPD Win might be a Japanese company. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
I really
does
think
it
so.
Say what GPD stands for?
Let's see, GPD.
Or do we have a good guess on what would you think GPD stands for? Probably something lame like gaming portable device, Windows 2 or something.
Like,
go play some GTA V on my GPD 2.
All right, well, I'm checking Wikipedia right now, and it says the GPD Win Palm Top is a Windows-based handheld computer equipped with the keyboard and gaming controls. Let's see, right here, it's crowdfunded via Indiegogo and two other crowdfunding sites in Japan and China.
Ah, that's why.
The original was released in October of 2016. So,
GPD, Grand Pile of Dung.
What? Was that loud? Did I just blow our speakers?
No, I don't know. This thing, it does look pretty cool, though. So, I mean,
might have to import it. I don't know.
When it comes to these things,
decent specs.
We talked about it with the Atari box too. And for me, I look at it and it's like, it looks cool. It'd be great to play with. If the people want to send us one to check out, that'd be awesome. But I don't know if it looks $300 to $450 cool.
No,
when I
probably
could probably
not.
Just sit at my computer and play, you know, awesome games, or just get a Switch for about half that price. You know?
$300 for a Switch, or you being the big console guy, I mean, you could spend that $400 on Xbox One X. I mean, you're still on the PS3.
I don't know. Here's the intriguing thing for me on this is, the gaming and everything, but to have a full Windows machine that you could basically put in your pocket.
True,
kind
but
you need to be able to bring around as far as like being able to access and do actual work.
Yeah, you
work
could
stuff.
Do some Excel on it, you know.
I could use the joystick to navigate Excel. Yeah. Oh man, these pivot tablers are going to be dope.
You know, it'd be really awesome. Really, hey Dave, you load up some you load up some Photoshop, do some editing. All
right,
go.
Right.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm sure
that
that'll be super easy.
5.5 inch screen.
Yep, I'm going to render a video over the next 6 hours. It's only a 2 minute clip.
Yeah.
Hey, Adam, why don't you do some coding on it?
I could.
Design
like
a few websites.
Massive keyboard.
Heck yeah! Can't wait to use pencils to press the keys. Actually, you know what? I would be interested in this. It looked kind of cool. I agree with Dave, though, at the price point.
Yeah. We would definitely take one for free, each of us, wouldn't we?
Yeah. Well, yeah, fun tech to play with and check out, but I don't know that I could see myself spending the money on it.
Right. I've got a new Apple phone I need to upgrade to because my old one got slowed down by Apple.
Right.
Why would Apple do that? That's weird.
Well,
go ahead, Dave.
No, I was just going to say, their argument on why, it kind of makes a little sense to me.
It does. It does.
You know, and I saw this news come out and the big headlines, a clickbait, Apple's purposely slowing down their iPhones and they're doing this to other consumers just so they upgrade. And I don't think that's quite the case because when you read about it, essentially what's happening is they have the phone set up software-wise or however it's doing it so that as these batteries age, instead of the phone just crashing because the newer apps and stuff are taking too much power and can't handle it, and the phone just crashes and shuts off, they basically will kind of smooth everything out power-wise, and it slows the phone down a bit so that things don't crash. Now, to me, that makes sense. Life. Yeah, you know, and it helps with that too.
I agree with you 100%, Dave, and here's why. If you own a laptop, you know what happens when you unplug your laptop. Your CPU power goes way down in the name of conserving the battery.
Right.
This is not a new, super underhanded thing from my perspective. It would be nice if people actually knew that and it wasn't hidden. That's what I think is the thing, because I've got this phone. It's been working great, but now it's just been getting slower and slower. Now I'm interested in buying a new phone, so that's the whole other side of the story. But at the same time, I agree with you. This is actually being done for a purpose.
Right.
It's the fact that it wasn't really publicized, I think, is what has people up.
Yeah, and I mean, they're really, you know, the general public in response to this has been, look, Apple is screwing us over, trying to make us just buy new phones. And in reality, Apple's doing this so that those older phones, you know, knowing that people aren't going to upgrade necessarily every single cycle, they're trying to keep that life going in the phone and give you a smooth process as much as possible to keep up with the changes in technology. Now, Apple does offer replacement batteries, you know, and service on that. You either, I don't know if you can do it right in an Apple store if you have to ship it into them, but it's about $79 to do it. But, you know, there's a lot of other places out there where you can get that done that may be a lot less, you know, but I don't know.
According to the BBC article, there's a big section here that's, should Apple have told customers?
Right.
By choosing to implement this quietly, it appears more nefarious than it really is. That doesn't engender trust. That's one of the developers and bloggers, Nick Heer, says.
Right. And that's a good point. I really do think, I mean, I don't want to sound like an Apple fanboy that we're just defending them or anything like that. But, I mean, should they have told people? Yeah. I mean, they absolutely should have told their customers this is going on and this is how this is treated. But, you know, at the same time, now we're seeing the first class action lawsuits being brought up. People are already jumping on board. We're suing Apple. We're taking them down and da-da-da. And it's like, just, you know what? They could have just left it and you could have been sitting there with a phone that crashed every 5 minutes and then you would have been really mad. You know, instead you've got a phone that works, albeit a little bit slower, but it's still working just fine. You know, there's a lot of people out there using an iPhone 5, iPhone 6, 6S. That's what I'm on still, is a 6S Plus. And you know what? I'll deal with a little bit of a slight decrease in speed as long as the phone's not crashing constantly. So,
Dave, as you and Adam know, and you were joking about it, but who is the biggest Apple fanboy on this podcast?
Not me.
Not me. I have the iPhone, and that's about it.
I'm going to go with Daryl.
Daryl?
Chad?
Chad? Maybe. Just, you know, let's quit joking. We all know it's me. It's me. but here's the thing. I don't understand. Okay, I understand what.
Here's the thing.
Well, I'm trying to grab my thoughts here.
What's
and put them in.
What's the deal with all of these things?
Oh my! Now they're doing this because as batteries, you know, as you know, through the charge, you know, cycles that you keep doing constantly, your batteries start to wear and they don't hold as much charge. So that's what they're doing. They're slowing it down, blah blah blah, so that you still get, you know, a day's worth of charge. At least that's what they're trying to do, is give you the same amount of charge you had while the system was running at its full potential. But now that the battery's starting to get older, wearing down, you know, et cetera. Every single Android phone, you've been able to pop the back off, buy a brand new battery if you wanted to, and slap it in there.
I agree. 100%.
Apple needs to start doing this.
Yep.
Because, you know, and in the Android world, what is awesome is say you get, I don't know the sizes, but say you get this battery and it gives you 8 hours of talk time, blah, 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 right. Whatever. You can go buy a milliamps, that's what they're called, right? That has more milliamps or whatever, and it'll give you a day and a half. You can pay the extra later and put that bigger battery in there.
Yeah.
Apple needs to start letting people do this instead of, you know, well, we don't want you to change the battery. We'll charge you almost $100 to do it for you, or we're just going to slow it down for
right.
you.
And while they're changing that, why don't they go ahead and add in removable storage at the same time?
Yeah. I mean, everyone always had that.
They will never do it.
No.
That's my fear. You know what's interesting, though? They're not the only ones kind of doing this stuff now, too. Like the Microsoft Surface line.
Yep.
You cannot remove the battery, replace the battery. You can't even remove the hard drive.
Yeah.
So we've had to send several of them back for service and get Microsoft's guarantee that they're wiping the data.
Yeah.
Not good.
No.
I need proof that you wipe the data off of there.
Now, the Surface is a little different because it's kind of, I mean, it's
yeah,
basically.
It's not a phone, but. Yeah.
It's a tablet that's becoming more powerful, like a laptop replacement.
Yep.
And not even Android tablets you can change the battery in.
Right.
They're fully enclosed. Yeah,
but
this
a laptop you generally can. So it's kind of
well,
coming
I know
from
a
the other direction.
Yeah, they are
full. It's a full desk, a full laptop replacement, really.
Right.
Those Surfaces.
I guess.
Well, I used one for about a year solid as a full computer.
Did you like
screens.
It?
I did, except for all the crashing because their dock sucked.
Oh,
really?
So yeah, it was just a nightmare because it added two.
Well, how
full
did he
screen.
Ever get his license? That's weird.
I don't know.
Man, was he Doc Brown?
That's just it. I mean, I thought the first thing was do no harm, but here we are.
Oh, come on! I just said Doc Brown. Let's hear it.
You know my Doc Brown impersonation's not there yet. Jeez.
Well, you know what? We haven't had you do a Doc Brown in probably 30 episodes. Are you ever going to practice,
Marty?
Okay, yeah, stop. Go on to the next story.
Yeah. I'm not one voice to rule them all. But
no,
you know what?
No.
There might be one app to rule them all.
Right. It's called Facebook. Oh. Yeah. No.
No.
I thought it was Apple. Tinder, Dave. You told me about Tinder.
No.
Apple might be looking to make some changes to the Appmosphere and allow for just a single app to be used across all of its devices. What does this mean?
Well, basically right now, if you're going to develop an app for, say, the iPhone, and a very common place where you'll see people run into this is, let's use Instagram as the example here. There, at least as far as I know, unless there's been one recently that's come out, there is no one single app, like Instagram app, that works on an iPhone, a tablet, and the Mac OS. And basically, I mean, you can use the iPhone version on the iPad, and it's kind of clunky and looks funny. And a lot of apps are like this. So developers, when they're making these apps, they've got to make oftentimes two or three different versions of the app based on if they want it used on the iPhone, on the iPads, on the Macs, everything else. And now Apple is looking to possibly essentially set things up in their ecosystem where that when you make that one single app, it's going to work, you know, cross-platform, so they're not going to have to
really
develop three different versions, which would be very nice.
Well, especially for the developers.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that's also there's also a challenge there because you've got different mm-hmm. screen sizes and all that stuff. So okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you also wouldn't want your, 30-core, 128-gig, massive desktop to have to run some stupid little app that also runs on your iPhone.
I don't know, though, because we had a story a number of episodes back about Instagram, you know, looking. There's a new app that lets you upload photos from your desktop to Instagram. If Instagram was able to come out and build a true app for Windows and that you could use on your Android phones, everything that was seamless through it, or same thing where the Instagram app on your iPhone works seamlessly. Now, this isn't saying it's going to work seamlessly with Windows or anything, but, you know, work seamlessly on your Mac laptop, your desktop, your iPad, everything else, and it scaled and looked the same. That's a productivity thing where it's not that you need the extra horsepower of the desktop, but it's just so much easier in a workflow situation. There's a lot of apps that are like that. You know, so it's really kind of interesting.
I'm going to remain skeptical on this one just because if I have a 12-inch screen and now I need to do this, and I make an interface for it and I develop an app for it, that is not going to scale down to a 5.5-inch screen or a 5-inch screen of an iPhone.
Well, Adam, you're forgetting what they're going to do. So you're going to have your 5-inch iPhone screen, but then when you want to use this on your 32-inch Mac Pro screen, you're just going to have to, you know, click the 6X little button down at the bottom right.
Oh, I can just hold down the control button and use a scrolly wheel. Zoom in.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, developers, I guess, there is some pushback from developers, as odd as that sounds, though, even though it sounds like it'd make their job potentially easier, but...
Pushback, that's my rapper name.
Oh, nice. DJ Pushback or what?
Yep, MC.
MC Pushback, okay.
No, actually, they call me MC Scratch and Sniff. Okay, keep going.
Yeah.
We both intentionally held back on that one.
You don't want to scratch and sniff me?
Right there.
Okay.
But no, so they're saying, you know, some of the apps, they may not want to have their app on the Mac desktop. They may want to keep it just a mobile app. And so that's a challenge that they may find themselves having to do anyway. So something interesting to watch from the world of Apple, you know, as things progress here. So
my last comment on that, it's additionally because going between the... If you're developing an application and it has to do something, you're also developing it based on the horsepower and resource availability within a device.
Exactly.
And
there's
a stark contrast between the different devices there. So,
well, you're talking about the 30-core desktop isn't as fast as, isn't faster than the iPhone 5?
I think iPhone that one, right?
I think the other thing you'd have to look at, though, too, is if you're developing an app for a desktop, it might not run well on an iPhone.
Exactly. That's exactly what I mean.
That's why. So then they have to develop it for the lowest common denominator, and you're just going to suffer on your piece of machine.
They have to develop it for Jason.
Yeah. So, you know, I heard, too, that at GameStop, you might be able to find those used Xbox controllers.
Oh,
do they make them third party, though?
Third party, yeah. there's a throwback for you listeners. Go digging back to the episodes and find those references in the early days.
Ultimate last comment. I'm just saying not all the devices are the same. So they might have to develop them.
So there may not be a good thing to have one app to rule them all is what we're thinking. So
right.
Well, but, I teased this earlier, guys, that I had something.
Tease.
Yeah, I had I had something that would replace potentially
Neener.
Yeah, something that would replace our riddle segment that we retired or killed off or whatever you want to call it. And what I want to do, I don't have a name for this yet, so I need you guys to help me out and think of a good, clever name. But
Jumanji.
No.
Jumanji.
What I want to do is I want to play a quick little round of a single question to throw out to debate to you guys of the digital soup version of Would You Rather. So,
So like Kim Basinger or...
No.
Oh, that's not what you're talking about?
I mean,
about?
You could go there, but we're not going there. We're going to try and keep these all somewhat tech or geek culture related.
Would I rather escape a fire on an island using a sheet hanging off the side?
Hey, another throwback.
Right. That was the origin of the segue soundbite for us. So, no, but this week, to kick this off, I figured it was fitting because Star Wars Last Jedi is still hot. There it is. Still hot in the theaters, and you know everyone's still split about it and if they hate it or love it or whatever else. So the question I pose to you guys, and I want to hear your answers as to why, is would you rather have a lightsaber or a magic wand that will let you do, you know, magic, let you do whatever you want?
Oh, really? Anything. So you could use that
magic wand
and
make a
lightsaber.
Yes!
Magic wand.
Yeah. Akio lightsaber.
Let's just say you can't make a lightsaber with your magic wand.
Oh, now he's throwing in curves.
Let's take that off because that was too easy for you guys.
Then I need a little more information. What else can't the wand make?
We'll leave it at just a lightsaber off the table. Use your imagination with the rest. I mean, lightsabers are cool, but they're kind of only good for one thing, you know.
Well,
cotton.
Yeah, lighting a cigarette for somebody.
Close combat.
You got a light.
No.
Both incredibly useful tools. I would have to go magic wand based on probable capabilities and ability to do more than just destroy things.
Yeah.
I would have to go magic wand too, because it'd just be so many more uses. I mean, a lightsaber, what are you going to do? Kill your enemies. That's about it.
Well, Cut stuff.
I guess you could trim your shrubs or something.
Hedges, yeah.
If you like them smoldery. Smolder.
So that's what I think. That's what I think I'm going to do
Dana
for a little
Gully.
Bit.
Oh,
no. That's what I want to do, though, is I'm going to throw a question at you guys each week. Some probably will be stronger than others. And have a little bit of... we need a clever name for the segment, though, other than just Would You Rather, because obviously that's a kind of popular but also boring name. So, but...
How about Dis or Dat?
Dissertant.
Now we're gonna
Would
talk
like
about this
or
that.
That.
Now we're gonna talk about this or that. I'm talking about this or that. We got a theme song.
It's like this and like that and like this and it's like that and like this and like that
and it's like this.
Right. So listeners,
between wands.
What I want you to do is, since you're not sending in any riddle answers, I've got to say, I'm really hoping you guys will maybe give us some feedback, like on Facebook or Twitter, with your answers as far as what you would rather have and why. So let's hear as well from you guys, even though I posed the question to Jason and Adam as well. So get everyone involved there. But to keep things moving along here, being that this is one of our last, well, is this our last episode of 2017?
No,
we've got one more. That's right.
The 30th, I think. No, wait.
Yeah.
This is our last episode.
It is our last. It'll be New Year's Day.
That's right. So, yeah. I'm not crazy.
How many octaves higher? Unless we do it New Year's Eve night.
Well,
not going to happen for me.
Yeah, I know. I'm just joking.
What I thought would be fun, though, is to take a little look back. I found this list over on the Gizmodo website. And it was a list of the 20 coolest gadgets of 2017. So I thought it'd be fun just to take a quick peek back at some of the gadgets, that stuff that came out this year.
Gadgets.
And run through a list real quick, see what you guys think of it. So, whispering in the background, yeah.
Well, I mean, they've got some pretty standard stuff. The Samsung Galaxy S8, another
phone. My wife's just got hers. She loves it.
Oh, I mean, it's great.
Oh, my wife wanted one too.
But yeah,
some headphones,
$800. You know, can't do it.
Sony actually has gotten really good with the wireless headphones now. It looks like
that's what I've heard.
So they've got a
knocking on the door
there
with Bose.
Well, you know, Adam, I thought there was one that you were going to go right for, and you haven't even mentioned it yet.
The R2-D2?
Yeah, exactly. I thought that would be the first thing you'd mention.
Remote control R2-D2. Oh, this is interesting. The Nebia shower system.
Yep. That's
it's not a
the,
smart
that
shower,
my pick.
But born out of Silicon Valley, this is a shower head that lets you bathe in like a thick, fluffy mist.
Based on what it says, yeah. You see the thing that they warn you about, though, is that it's best suited for either warm apartments or summer months, because if your bathroom, like for us here in Minnesota, Adam, it probably wouldn't be good when your home gets a little chilly in the winter, you know.
You're just getting a cold cloud mist on
you. It's like a mist.
This is effing great.
Yeah, even though you got the water cranked up to maximum hot, it's just cooling in the air. So
gorillas in the mist in my house.
Yeah.
Hey, I do love here how one of the coolest gadgets of 2017 is not the iPhone X, but it's the notch on the iPhone X.
Right.
That's the best.
I thought that was clever of them.
It's a memory. The Nintendo Switch, of course. You have to expect that. Google Pixel Book.
Yeah. Sony steps in again with their new A7 R2 camera, which, I mean, I'm very happy with my Fuji gear, but for a lot of people, that Sony lineup is performing fantastically, although it doesn't feel like a camera. It feels like a little computer in your hand, basically. But
like a GPD
kind of an interesting list, though. I mean, when you look at
it. One of the things on here I really like is the Dream Screen, which is a backlighting system for your television, which most people don't think about. It's called bias lighting when you do that.
Yep.
You light up the back of your screen to enhance the color and the contrast and make it easier on your eyes when you're watching. It's a great idea.
I actually, in my office and editing studio down here, I've got it set up with lights behind my screen as well. Nothing in front of them because I don't want any direct light on the screen to impact my exposure, you know, perception of exposure and color. But I have two small lights behind my screen, so it gives just a nice soft glow behind the screen and easier on the eyes, and it gives me a more accurate look. The cool thing with this Dream Screen, though, if you look at it, it basically will link up so that when you're watching a movie or you're playing a game, things like that, the lights will basically echo what's going on at the edges of your screen. And so if you've got flashes or you've got color changes, things like that, it's set to basically try and mimic that as best it can to make that screen feel just even bigger as well. So kind of cool. I mean, they say it's a novelty, but it would be kind of fun to play with.
I'm not seeing a price on this. You guys have any idea?
No. I'm not sure, to be honest, but
I was going to say, I do like that one line real fast, though. It says it's excellent for gaming on your big screen. You know, it makes it bigger, brighter, and bleedier.
You know, the writing over at Gizmodo, not always the best, in my opinion.
Yeah, well,
I'm going to warn you guys. Calling them out on their writing?
I'm going to warn you guys, if you click the link to the Dream Screen, they've got a link to their review of it. The headline is a little bit harsh. It says, "This TV backlighting system effed me up." And they spell, you know, it spells out drop an F-bomb in the
That's
title.
That's what I mean. It's if you keep scrolling on the article, you'll get, they have multiple different articles. One of them is under physics, and it says why you will never, ever, ever have a real lightsaber. One of their paragraphs says, most unfortunately, lightsabers are kind of not physically possible. As right. in, the laws of physics as we currently know them do not allow for a sword made out of lasers or plasma.
Right.
This is the kind of writing that kind of annoys me because it's kind of not physically possible. Talking two bros.
Yeah,
it's kind of not physically possible. It's simply not possible.
Right. They're trying to make it kind of casual, conversational, but sometimes it's
what I mean.
Not
it's
executed well. Looking at it, though, I did find a price. Looks like, depending on the size of your TV, they start at about $150 up to about $305, depending on whether it's HD or 4K. And then there are some optional sidekick lights for the sides for a little extra glow that are about $66 a piece that are sold separately. So,
why do they have to have a full swear in the title of the stupid article?
Well, and it happens more through the article. It says, this thing takes up 3 effing outlets. Get ready for a wire rat king. So apparently they weren't too high on the review, but yet they also picked it as one of the coolest gadgets. So, but for me,
yeah, it's totally sweet.
You know, I think it looks like something that's cool. But I mean, from the simple, you know, eye strain and everything else, you might not need something that's going to, you
adjust
know, mimic the colors
flight.
And adjust and do all those fancy things. But just a system. There's a lot of these LED light systems you can find that they basically attach right to the back of your TV. These little strip lights, and then they'll shine to the wall behind you just to give that little bit of extra ambience. It's not super bright, but it really helps the eyes. Right. So.
And if you go on Amazon and look for them, they're cheap. They just plug into the USB port, so they turn on right on your TV.
Right. Interesting thing about this. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, though, when I'm watching a movie like that, I wouldn't want something so bright behind you.
Yeah. Well, you'd be surprised, though, because having a nice soft glow behind your TV, it's not as bright as you think.
Man, it's so just so bright.
It's very bright.
Gotcha.
It's so bright that Will Smith showed up.
I told you, I spent my evening in the doctor's.
Took me 30 seconds to get to, I think.
I am slow.
I am going to seg block, though.
Yeah.
Because I want to talk about some of the, there's an article that I've got in the show notes here, beware of those new Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
And really, it's a warning on all the stuff that we buy that is connected to the internet that we're not familiar with the security of them. Do you guys remember... episode 8, we had an episode called iPhone Falls and Dangerous Dolls, and we talked about this kind of creepy doll called Kayla. And this is, of course, is cited in the same article. This was a doll that, you know, was connected to the internet and would ask kids to tell them stuff and basically got called basically surveillance, you know, security surveillance. They have some good points in this article I linked to in the BBC on basically managing your risk. Talking about if you see the words like smart or connected, move on to the next question, which is, are there any problems with that item? So if you receive a gift that's smart or connected or Internet of Things-ish, take the name of that the name of the item, and then add the words vulnerability, exploit, flaw, or data breach in a Google search and see what you come up with. And just kind of take a look and use the company name too, and do your homework before you connect it to your internet provider. And just be careful out there.
We had also talked about that with Germany going after the smartwatches for kids.
Right.
A little more recently than that, too. And I mean, definitely something we need to be cautious about.
Yep. And additionally, don't put sensitive information or anything in here. Mm-hmm. Don't use real personal data if it's asking you to ever have a store data for for a persona or whatever it is.
Yep.
You know, use common sense and be careful. That's all.
Definitely. You want to be bright when you're getting gifts like this.
Right. Exactly.
We do not let it die.
Well, you don't want to let a bright light go out.
True.
Our listeners probably, they don't know what we're talking about, but we're going to be talking about the movie Bright with Will Smith here in a second. But who wrote this copy here?
Me.
Which one of you two wrote this?
I did.
Not it.
You did?
I did, yeah.
Now, did you do this on purpose because you know Will Smith's songs, or was it all by happenstance?
Oh, this is going to be good.
Let's hear it.
Well, pump the brakes.
You make the call.
So you do know that that's one of his songs, right?
No,
off
I
of
didn't.
One of his latest albums,
no,
Pump
I haven't,
the Brakes.
I haven't
Actually,
listened.
Actually, it's kind of a catchy song, too. But
I think haven't
it's
listened to Will Smith.
Pump Your Brakes.
Whatever, but you know what I'm saying. I thought Dave was, whoever wrote it, I didn't know who wrote it, but it turned out it was Dave. Yeah. I thought maybe he was getting a little cutesy with Will Smith in one of his songs.
Dave would have put, you heard it right, Will Smith's got a new movie called Bright. Parents just don't understand.
Right. No, I wasn't being cutesy. Is this
coming out in summertime?
Oh, man. Nope. Will Smith, though, the movie came out today, if I remember right.
I have to get it.
Release
then.
On Netflix today. His new movie, Bright, which we're going to link up the trailer for that in case you haven't seen it. I haven't seen the movie yet, but a couple days ago, this was probably Tuesday, Wednesday of this past week, even though the movie had not been released yet, they had already signed on and signed Will Smith to do the sequel, Bright 2. Now, that's pretty bold of Netflix to say, you know what, the movie the first one hasn't even come out yet. We don't know how it's going to go over, but we're so confident we're giving you a second one right now. And then what happened is the movie, first reviews for the movie started coming out, and it was quickly dubbed the worst movie of 2017. And so critics were just trashing this. A lot of people were trashing it. Now, today, I'm seeing news a little bit online that people are actually saying, you know what, watch the movie because it really isn't bad as what the critics initially were coming out and saying. And it's a good case of, you know what, maybe before the critics start trashing a movie or, you know, raving about a movie, they should let people see it and judge for themselves or whatever. But, you know, it's a good example for potential viewers to say, you know, I'm not going to listen strictly to a critic on, you know, make a decision for me if they think I'm going to like this movie or not. Because if it's something that looks interesting to you ahead of time, and then the critics come out and say, this is being dubbed the worst movie ever, and you decide to skip it, you might be shortchanging yourself. But kind of an interesting roller coaster ride for the old Bright franchise, apparently franchise with the second one in the works, so.
Yeah. Now, if this article that Dave linked up here, this review actually on IndieWire, the reviewer is a gentleman named David Ehrlich, and his little tagline here I think is pretty hilarious. Here it says, "Team up." It's Max Landis and the director of Suicide Squad team up for a movie that's part Training Day, part Lord of the Rings, and all miserable.
Right. Yeah, first line, there's boring, there's bad, and then there's Bright. A movie so profoundly awful that Republicans will probably try to pass it into law over Christmas break. This guy is just out. I think
he graded it as an F at the very end.
Can we ever not add politics into everything,
right, exactly.
Everybody?
I don't care what
side of the aisle you're on. It's just getting
I'm sorry, Adam. I like to do my little Donald Trump small hands jokes once in a while. I'm sorry.
No, but hey, you know what I think about this? seeing people write these trailers like this, and there's a number of them you can find about just raving about how horrible this movie is. And I
that's
really,
so raven.
Well, I really feel like what it is these people are looking, there's such a rush for content online right now that people are looking to these things and they see something that says, oh, look, this is getting horrible reviews. Let me skim through it quick so I have an idea what's going on. And yeah, I can jump on the bandwagon, draw eyeballs to my site too, because I'm gonna say how horrible it is. I'm going to be pretty witty and say some funny things in my article while I tear it apart. I wonder sometimes if these people actually even watched the movie or gave it a chance, you know, because
if you look at the comment section, there's a lot of people that are really liking it.
Right. And it's the same thing with Star Wars, you know, and I don't want to get into spoilers here. This thing is they're sending death threats to the director. People are so angry about it. And it's like, come on. The movie I thought was fantastic, but people are mad because it wasn't the story they wanted.
Even if it wasn't, don't send death threats to anybody.
No, and that's...
Throw the F up.
Right.
Come
exactly.
on.
Exactly. People are stupid.
Yeah, I'm gonna put away my stationery.
We're just glad that our Digital Soup listeners are, so far that we know, not like that. We've got some pretty awesome listeners.
Except that
can
one.
I read one line out of this guy's review real fast here?
Yeah, go for it.
now I lost it because I was scrolling. Dang it. Hold on here a second, because I wanted to read it verbatim. But,
verbatim.
What about your bottom?
It's very bottom. I can't find it here, but it said something like it's a $90 million production piece, $90 million movie that has the production of an episode of Charmed.
Right, right. Yeah,
I
saw
find
that.
Where that's at.
You know what? I want to watch this anyway.
Oh, I'm going to watch myself. It, definitely.
You know, Max Landis, he did, what's that one movie where they're, it's a different kind of a superhero movie. Oh, crap. No,
talking about his, the other one with Will Smith?
No, it didn't have Will Smith in it. It is Chronicle.
Oh, I love that movie.
I thought it was great. That's one of
absolutely, his. That's one of those.
That was with Riddick, wasn't it?
No, that's That's Chronicles of
Riddick.
Never make a fun, eh? Yeah.
No.
No, I thought that was really good.
And not The Chronic either. Come on.
Yeah.
Now.
Starring Snoop to the dog.
Yeah.
No,
I love that movie. It's one of those lost film, what do they call it? Lost footage movies.
Found footage. But yeah,
found footage, but the guy has superhero powers.
Dave, have you seen Chronicle then? I'm guessing not.
No, I haven't.
Dude,
put
you
that
have
on
to
your
watch
list.
It.
It's actually refreshingly good for like a superpowers movie.
Cool. Dave, yeah, seriously, watch it before next episode, and we'll talk about it.
Oh, we're so gonna talk about Chronicle. We're gonna talk about the Chronic. What Culls of Narnia?
Hey, did you know that Red Vines and Pib?
Yeah,
is that what it was.
Yeah,
Crazy Delicious.
Google Maps is the best. True that. Double true.
I want to watch that again. Dang it!
All right, guys. So we might be time for a little bit of the Gunna to the Geek.
Who's that?
I don't know. It could be a great network that we're part of.
It is. And as listeners know very well, we are a proud member of the Gunna Geek Podcast Network, where you can find all sorts of shows on all sorts of different geeky and nerdy topics. And this week, we want to talk about the show All Things Good and Nerdy, ATGN number 291, Willy Seeking Willy, and they want to talk a little bit about Star Wars fans. Have no fear, as there are no Star Wars spoilers this week over on ATGN. On this show, Naki geeks out over the new cartoons coming to Netflix. Chris pokes at Willy by sharing that PUBG, which is Player Unknown Battlegrounds, in case you didn't know, a video game, is being bundled with the new Xbox One X systems. Willie shares some laughs over the gamer that played a UFC pay-per-view on Twitch, which that was hilarious. And Anthony recounts all the drama around Patreon's changing plans for fee changes. So, great episode from them, and check them out over at GunnaGeek.com. And they are one of the shows that does stream live over there as well, so you can watch them actually record the podcast, which is kind of fun. So, go check that out.
Excellent, excellent. Well, might be time for a little bit of what do we want to talk about here? The Anthony Awakened garnish?
Yeah.
It might be time for a garnish. Oh, I think it's time for some garnish music.
love it. Did you guys get a chance to check this out?
I did not. I was working, unlike you guys.
All right. So Anthony Awaken, this is I was working all week too, man. No, this you is really a this is a photographer. I actually
a photographer
that I met online, and I love first off, I love the way he describes himself, that he is a full-time photographer, field tester, and content creator. So he's out there. He's doing a ton of reviews on stuff. He's got some amazing photo work on, you know, in itself. He's got some starting some new YouTube stuff with a new YouTube channel. But he goes in, and I wanted to put this in here because not only is his site just really a blast to go check out. I spent a long time, had a great conversation with him online as well afterwards, but just a really long time scrolling through and just enjoying his photo work, because I really like, you know, the way his compositions are, the way his images look, just really looks good to me. So I wanted to bring you guys something cool photographically just to enjoy the visual side of it. But he's got some great information. He's reviewing everything from, you know, photo filters, the camera lens systems for your iPhone, camera bags, a lot of photography stuff, tripods, everything else. But he actually gets in and reviews a lot of other stuff, outdoor gear, camping gear, you know, everything from hatchets and axes and, you know, all kinds of like camping trek poles for walking, you know, lightweight adventure kits, all kinds of different things out there. So if you're into the outdoors and you're into photography and different things like that, go check out this website at anthonyawaken.com and then just click the link for the adventure blog, because chances are, I mean, he's doing a ton of reviews. I mean, there's everything from boots and hiking gear, camera bags, you know, all kinds of different stuff. So it's really, really a great resource, as well as visually absolutely beautiful, because the images he puts together with his reviews and stuff are fantastic.
Actually, I was, as you were talking, I was kind of looking through his site. He's got some information on everyday carry and does a lot of whole reviews and stuff like that. This is great. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, really, really cool. So spend a little time getting lost over there. I know I told him we were going to mention him at the end of this show. And so, you know, hopefully if you guys, listeners, take a chance and go check out his site, get a hold of him. He's got all of his links for, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. And if you like what you're seeing, give him a shout out, let him know, because he's putting a lot of work into this. And as a creative myself, I know that, you know, really can make your day and just kind of make you feel like you're not spinning your wheels when you get people reaching out to you saying, hey, that's great. Instead of just, you know, mindlessly clicking, you know, like and scroll past, you know, where you're just kind of looking at. So if you like what you're seeing there, go let him know about it. But he's doing a great job. He writes well. The reviews are thoughtful and in-depth, and like I said, I can't get over the photo work. It is just beautiful going along with these excellent reviews he's putting up there, too. So,
yeah, cool. Definitely check him out over there at AA.com.
No, AnthonyAwaken.com. Link is in the show notes.
No,
absolutely.
After you listen to our show, you might want to go to that one.
Right.
Actually, I don't know what
well,
that
Adam
is.
Adam probably needs to after his couple beers.
Yeah,
today.
Two beers puts him in AA.
Oh, man, just a bad deal, guys.
Look at that.
I can quit when I want. So with that, guys, I just want to thank our listeners. Of course, this has been a great year for us. This is our last show of the year of 2017.
Right.
This was a new endeavor for all of us, and this has just been a real absolute pleasure to work with you guys. And I hope the listeners have enjoyed it. We plan on keeping on here. So
that's right.
At this point, I just want to direct you to digitalsouppodcast.com. Where is it? The Digital Soup Podcast or Digital Soup Podcast?
Digital Soup Podcast.
I don't know why my mind just slipped. Like, wait a second, I'm
too beers. You're drunk.
Yeah, that's clearly no. So, DigitalSoupPodcast.com is you're going to find all of our information. You can sign up for our WinScribe VPN giveaway contest.
Yep.
All of our show notes, our shows are there. Additional content that we've got. Links to our social media, so you can meet up with us there and chat online, subscribe to us, and tell a friend about us, write a review, you know, whatever you feel like doing if you enjoy the show. So we really appreciate your listenership. And from all of us to all of you, may your days be merry and bright. This is Digital Soup out.
That's right. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
And don't forget to watch Bright.
And if you step up to me, be prepared for a fight.
Later, guys.
Later.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yeah, after you fight Jason. Happy New Year.
I'll take it down, man.
I'm going to put an Auld Lang sign in your throat.
I must break him.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.